And a very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens from IMI Nutrition and Madison Healthcare Services.
That's right.
How you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good turkey day?
I did.
I was with you.
You were. The food was delicious.
Looked like you're having fun. Yeah, we had a lot of good food. No shortage of that.
Did you try my food that I brought?
What did you bring?
A sweet potato latte.
I did.
And a sweet carrot casserole.
Ate that too. Yep. That was yours, huh?
Not too bad, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't sure who brought all that stuff, but...
I brought all the beta-carotene.
Okay, well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, thank you.
I always said a little short on beta-carotene sometimes on Thanksgiving, so...
Yes.
Good to have that.
That's right.
Yep. As we move toward the Christmas season.
Yes.
But that's not exactly what we're talking about today.
Not today.
Talking about sourdough.
Yes.
What about it?
What about it? Well, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't come across your feed quite as much as it does mine, given our search histories and... You probably get a bunch of ham radio stuff and microphones or I don't even know. But
that kind of thing.
That kind of thing, yes. And I get a lot of food stuff. But one of the big things, one of the popular things, one of the just trends right now is a lot of sourdough. And we have some sourdough artists, bakers out here too.
Yes, we do. We see it on sale quite often over at Madison Mercantile.
That's right.
The name Ann Fernals.
Ann Fernals, indeed, yes. And there's just all this chatter about sourdough and some people talking about how it's better for you than other bread. And I thought we could talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
How do we pick our bread? So do you know what makes sourdough different? Do you know how?
Yeah, the dough is a little more sour than regular bread.
Thank you. And with that, that's our Taco Tuesday for today.
I have no idea.
So sourdough
bread. Never looked into it.
One of the reasons that people think that sourdough bread is better for them is because it's fermented. So essentially at its heart, at the start, is a starter. The starter is just flour, water, and salt, essentially. And I will say, I probably should have brought Anne on today. I'm not a sourdough expert. So we're just going to talk about the basics and the nutrition. But you take that mixture of flour, water, salt, let it sit out and ferment. And as it sits, some naturally occurring yeast and bacteria start to move in and transform it into something that we can use to make our bread with. So that starter needs to be fed regularly. You have to take care of it. So a lot of people name them. There's a lot of really fun names out there for sourdough starters. So if you out there listening are a sourdough maker and want to share your starter name with us, I'd love to hear it. But there's, I think you'll like some of these. Clint Yeastwood.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Dolly Parton. Joan of Starch. Toast Malone. That one's for our younger listeners out there. The Grateful Bread. A few of those for our older
I
listeners.
Like that
one. Yep. So there's tons of different fun, punny names or just old names or all sorts of things. Bubbly. But a lot of people name those starters because you really do have to put a lot of care into it and pay attention to it. And then part of that starter is used when we actually make the bread.
Dobie Wan Kenobi. I was looking at Jane Doe.
There you go.
Okay.
There's some good ones in there, huh? So one of the things that happens in that fermentation is that certain compounds in the bread start to break down. And two of the main compounds that break down are, or that start to break down, are gluten and something called phytic acid. So the breakdown that happens with the gluten in sourdough bread is not making it a gluten-free product. So somebody who can't have gluten still cannot have a gluten-containing sourdough. They could certainly have a gluten-free sourdough if that met their needs. But for those of you who maybe have some gluten sensitivities or just don't seem to tolerate bread well, sometimes people are able to tolerate sourdough because the gluten is partially broken down already. Now that phytic acid is a bit of a tricky one because it's actually good for us. It's anti-cancer. It can help prevent kidney stones. It does a lot of stuff in our body to help, but it also can be sometimes considered what we call an anti-nutrient or something that's not so helpful for our body because it can bind to some of our minerals. And if it binds to those minerals, then our body can't use the minerals like iron and zinc and calcium and magnesium. So for most people, if we're eating a varied diet, the phytic acid that we're getting from sourdough or any other food is usually not a problem because we're eating enough things that don't have phytic acid in them. But if you are having a lot of it, that is something that can come into play. So with all of that said, is sourdough actually healthier for us than other bread? Maybe. As with everything in nutrition, there's just not a good yes or no answer, but there are benefits to it. So one of the tricky things is that there's not a lot of research that have huge studies on humans with a lot of good control in there. So because the science is so varied and how this is studied, it's just difficult to create like a big overarching recommendation. But it appears to reduce inflammation, in particular in people with metabolic syndrome, which is essentially a cluster of conditions. It's high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, abdominal weight, that metabolic syndrome essentially increases our risk for heart disease and diabetes. So it might help reduce inflammation for people who have that condition. It appears to help improve fasting glucose, which is our blood sugar after we haven't had anything to eat. It might also reduce our post-meal glucose spike, so what our blood sugar looks like after eating compared to whole wheat bread. Potentially impacts our gut bacteria, that fermentation. We talk about fermented foods often, but it might help our gut bacteria. Some studies have shown that it can help us feel more full and satisfied compared to whole wheat bread. But like I said, these studies are small. They're really promising. I think that there's likely some benefit from eating sourdough bread. But we just need bigger studies in order to make an overarching generalized claim. Now, we talked about our local artisan sourdough creators like Anne. So homemade versus store-bought. Homemade tends to be better because it has longer fermentation. It usually doesn't have additives. They haven't added commercial yeast, whereas a lot of the sourdough that we buy in the store might have some commercial yeast added to it, which helps speed up the process. But when we speed up the process of fermentation, we decrease the potential benefits that we're going to get from the bread. So having it homemade, either by you or by somebody you know and love, is probably better than the store-bought stuff. That doesn't mean that store-bought is bad, just maybe a little more nutrition from the homemade stuff. If you don't like sourdough and you're wondering if it's better than whole wheat, it's not necessarily better, it's different. If you tolerate whole wheat bread, it's a great source of fiber, it's a great source of nutrition, getting all of the whole grain in there. So when you're looking at a bread label, that very first ingredient should say whole, if you're trying to get a whole wheat bread. So like a honey wheat or a multigrain or something like that isn't necessarily a whole grain bread. But if it says whole, or if it's a sourdough bread that just lists flour, water, and salt, those kinds of things are great choices. And it's just eating what you enjoy is really what's important there. So the other thing that comes with sourdough that I love, though, is that it makes us more mindful. We're connecting with our food if you're making it at home. It just helps increase cooking. I think anytime we have a trend in nutrition that's encouraging people to make food, to eat mindfully, to share, to just be artisans of the things that are going into their body, I think it's a good thing.
I've always tried to be an artisan of things I put in my body.
I would be interested to hear more about that.
Should see some of my little statues I've made out of French fries.
I bet they're good. Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe some interesting skewers of cheese.
Right.
And
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Amber, I think before we wrap it up today, maybe we ought to put in a plug for your promotion going on with the 15-minute nutrition consultations.
That's right.
We talked about that last week a little bit.
Yeah, if you are interested in working with a dietitian, but you've got questions about what that looks like, what the commitment looks like, what the cost looks like, if insurance covers it, all of that, right now we've got 15-minute free consultations, and you can schedule those with me anytime I'm up at the clinic. You just call the front desk, 320.
Or on the phone.
That's right, 320-598-7551 to get to the front desk of the clinic here in Madison. And they'll put you on my schedule. So if you think you might be interested in a nutrition visit, but you want something a little less committal, or you want to hear a little bit more about it first, just call and chat and we can give you a little more information.
All right. And if they want information on how to be artistic with your food, I'd be happy to talk to them.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Call here to the radio station.
Right. All right. Well, second thought, don't call.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, Amber, I appreciate the info. Again, glad you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. Thank
and,
you.
No doubt we'll be talking in some holiday topics coming up in the
you
next
got
week
it.
Or two. Huh?
Yes.
So we look forward to that for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens with Taco Tuesday for this week here on Q92.